Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Kevin Bacon, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well. I'm cold.
You're cold. Okay.
Yes.
That's a bad thing in the middle of the summer. But listen, I hope the air conditioning turns up for you soon.
I've been requesting it, but it seems to be getting colder and colder. I'm literally a bacon popsicle at this point. I think you're in Ireland and you're probably a lot warmer than I am.
Which is rare for this side of the world. But yeah, right now I think I would be. Listen, congratulations on Beverly Hills Cop XLF. I loved this movie.
I'm so glad. Thank you. I think it's great too.
Yeah. And how cool is it to be part of like a franchise like this that's such a seminal part of the 80s and now lives again in 2024.
Well, you know, when I got the gig, I had a feeling that it was going to be a fun one, because whenever I would tell somebody that I was doing it, they would have a big smile on their face. They'd say, oh my God, that's so cool. You're so lucky. And that, you know, I mean, I felt lucky at the time, but I really felt lucky when I would tell my friends and family or whoever, you know, that I was going to be involved in it. It's just one of those movies and one of those franchises that people have, you know, just a real warmth for. Yeah. And obviously for Eddie and a nostalgia for that era is, you know, kind of happening right now.
Yeah. Now you get to play such a bad dude, Grant, in this, and I get the impression you're a really good dude in real life. So how do you go about channeling that kind of bad guy actor?
You know, I don't really think of it as bad guy, good guy. Honestly, I mean, of course I'm not, you know, dumb enough to think that he's the hero of the movie, but I approach it in the same way that I would if a person was a great family man.
Okay.
Or a hero or whatever. You know, I want to think about who he is, how he became to this moment. Mm. What's special about this moment in his life? How does he feel about the other characters in the movie? What is, you know, all the things that start layering in any kind of performance, you know, the look, the walk, the talk, the accent, you know, all those stuff.
Totally. Look, I like to think of myself a little bit like a musician who happens to work on radio. Now, you do loads of music. I love you and Kyra doing stuff on Instagram. Shabuzi was so cool. But deep down, do you feel like you're a musician who happens to be an actor, or an actor who happens to be a musician?
I think I'm an actor first. I mean, I've always kind of thought that. It's interesting because I really started them sort of simultaneously. I mean, I started writing songs when I was probably about 12 or 13. They were in my head.
Right.
I wasn't playing an instrument, but the melodies and the lyrics were in my head, and I would sing them to my brother. But in our family, my brother was the sort of designated musician. You know, there were six of us, and like it or not, you know, your parents kind of say, well, okay, you're going to do this and you're going to do this. And he was the musician. So I felt like I was, you know, looking to find something else out. That being said, I'm definitely born to be an actor. And I think in general, just born to be a performer. You know, and music is just is another aspect of it.
Totally.
You know, you mentioned that Shabuzi, and that's the way I look at, you know, Instagram is that it's just small, short performances. I'm just a ham.
Yeah, well, listen, as an Irish radio station and an Irish man, I want to welcome you to Ireland. I know officially you've now become with your, you had your lineage traced back to Lillian Stokes. So we want to congratulate you on that and welcome you here. And I've translated your name into Irish, by the way.
So, oh, yeah, let's hear it.
So Kevin Bacon. Kevin is Queaving. And we call, what you call bacon, we call rashers. So I think your Irish name is Queaving McRashers.
Queaving McRashers.
There you go.
I like it. All right, cool.
Thank you so much for talking to me. Congratulations on the movie. Absolutely love it.
Thank you so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.